Well, there's a lot more to that, Bob, because certainly there are a lot of exceptions to this. First of all, a number of the conferences that are hosting these games, they have the first decision. So as you see there with Stanford playing San Jose State, that's a decision actually for San Jose State. And so a lot of these conference commissioners were having a hard time dealing with their respective schools as to whether or not they should play these games. They met actually via teleconference twice on Wednesday. That is the 10 Division I-A conference commissioners. They could not come to a consensus earlier in the day, and they could not later in the day. And the bottom line is, unless there is some other major decision made nationally, that could be a national day of mourning, which these conference commissioners were told by Cedric Dempsey that that could be on Friday, that that would not affect college football on Saturday. Unless something is moved in that regard, or God forbid there's another incident, then those games will go on as those schools want to play. And right now there are still some decisions that still need to be made. There was another decision just recently where UTEP and Texas Tech decided this, they were going to move their game from Thursday night to Saturday. They're going to play. Now, a lot of these games, of course, are contingent on the team still getting to these destinations. While the airports are still closed, this still could be an issue. Hawaii is playing at Nevada. That's a game that they want to play, but they still need to get there. Brigham Young is scheduled to play at Mississippi State, one of those SEC games, but BYU still has to get there.
Of course, now at this point, college football, Andy, is the one sport not speaking with a single voice. We're still waiting on Notre Dame and Purdue. That a big game for the weekend, no decision reached. And the fact of the matter is that it's a brutal economic fact of life, but the power center of the sport, the economic center of the sport, the SEC, the Big 12, and the Big 10, they're all going to play.
Well, and the other thing that you have to look at, Bob, is that this shows where, as you're saying, the power structure is in this sport and really in the NCAA. The NCAA is not making this decision. This decision is made by conference commissioners and the individual athletic directors at those schools. If this were the NCAA basketball tournament, that decision would come from Indianapolis on the tournament, whether or not it should play if something were to happen in March. But at this time of the year, college football is run by the conference commissioners, so this decision is only theirs. They could not agree as a group of 10, so it is up to each individual conference.